Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I've got this new car, and it's different on how I know how much gas is in there.
Sure.
You know how they say, like, it's like full tank, quarter tank, all that?
Yeah.
This doesn't have it. It has 12 dots, so now I'm trying to do the math.
Figure out how many miles you get out of each space in between dots.
Yeah. I mean, CNN Raven.
Just keep an eye on it. When it starts to get low, fill it up. Seems pretty straightforward.
My girlfriend Danielle runs out of gas all the time, and I told her that, like, maybe she should count the dots, but she swears that, like, it has nothing to do with dots. She's just absent-minded like that.
Seems crazy.
Hi.
So, Dan, when we went pumpkin picking, you guys ran out of gas in the orchard, but I was surprised that Charlie let that happen, because usually it's you that runs out of gas.
True. Very true.
How do you run out of gas in modern times, Danielle? I mean, you're such a smart person. You seem very well put together.
Well, no, it's better now, because I have a different car, but some of the cars do a better job of notifying you when you're going to run out of gas. So, like, I had a car that when you got to the point where you had to put gas in it, like, a little light went on.
Yeah.
And, like, that was it. So then I would see it and I would go, oh, I'm low, but I have time.
Okay.
And then I would just keep going. And then I would forget. And, like, it didn't remind me every time I got in the car. So I'd turn it off and turn it back on. And it didn't tell me again. So that was really my big problem with that one car. But now, like, the car, yeah.
The light would turn off? So what you're saying is, besides the gas gauge itself, where one side says F for full and the other side says E for empty, and typically has a little red line before it, if I'm not mistaken, when it's at, like, the half part anyways. Besides that, the indicator light was not enough. So the light would come on. And I think that light only comes on, like, the last 20 or 25 miles or so.
But even when you're on zero, you still have time. So, you know.
Danielle has showed up to my house when it says zero.
What?
And says that she could still make it home.
I mean, why take that chance, Danielle? Why?
Dan, how many times have you run out of gas? Dan, how many times have you run out of gas?
I mean, recently? I mean, at least twice a year. I'm not even kidding.
What? Twice a year?
It's better now, though, that I have this car, because, like, every time I get in, it's like, low fuel. Here's a gas station that's near you.
No.
And that it's better.
But that's not normal that every time you get in a car, it says low fuel. Do you ever actually fill it? When you go to the station, are you putting $5, $10 in?
You know when it gets filled? When my husband gets in and drives it. And he's like, oh, my God,
Dan,
it's true.
Can you quickly tell a story about when you ran out of gas at the grocery store, you had to have a stranger bring you and the kids home?
That was another apple picking trip, and we were getting ready to go, and we went to the grocery store because I wanted to get snacks, and my kids were little because this is like a few years ago. So we go there, and I ran out of gas, and we're like in a rush, and we're going apple picking. So I run in and I use the grocery store phone. It's like a small grocery store by my house. My husband was helping a friend, and he wasn't answering any of the phones. A woman overheard me and offered to bring us home because it was like a mile down the road. I got my two kids in her car. She was so kind. She had two giant dogs in the car, and she drove us home.
She got a car with strangers. She put her kids in a car with a stranger.
And large dogs.
To bring her home because she ran out of gas.
Because she just won't hear that gauge.
Right.
Okay, this has been fun. This has been interesting.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure I got that right.
Fill up right now.
You're welcome.
What's your gas tank protocol? When do you go and get gas? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. How many times in your life have you run out of gas? It's Anna and Raven. My girlfriend Danielle runs out of gas all the time. And now I have this new car, and I'm not sure how to read the gauge because it's dots instead of, like, saying half tank, quarter tank. And I'm like, wait a minute. Now I'm going to run out of gas because I don't know what I'm doing.
I probably run out of gas like once in my entire life. And I'm pretty sure I was like 17 or 19 years old. It was definitely a long, long time ago.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Ann on Raven. What's your gas filling protocol?
I mean, I'm one of these people that always runs out of gas. It drives my husband crazy. I don't even know how it happens. I mean, I'm running around with the kids, going crazy. The gauge is kind of like hidden in the back of this dashboard. And I don't know. I just can't remember to do it.
It's hidden.
I mean, how hidden can it be? It's there for you to read. That's its sole purpose for existence.
Yeah.
Well, they should put it in a better place.
Maybe you should move that photo you have there or something. Whatever it is that's stuck in front of your dashboard, maybe let's clean it.
I mean, is it really behind the dashboard?
Lick the plastic and wipe it with your sleeve.
They put gas gauges behind the dashboard?
It's like behind the wheel.
Yeah.
It's like way behind the wheel.
I mean, you get kids in there, too. On top of it, you're rolling around. That's irresponsible. I'm sorry.
Sometimes it happens. But it happens, though. But it's not like the foremost priority in your mind. It happens.
How many times have you run out of gas? Be honest with me. How many times have you run out of gas that you can remember? Recent memory.
I mean, it's got to be...
Is horrible. There is no excuse whatsoever for that.
She makes my friend look like a saint when it comes to gas.
Seven times with screaming babies in the car.
I mean, it happens.
It's terrible. I see you in a bus hanging off a cliff.
To me, if it happened once, it'd be one time too many.
Never again.
Yeah. Hi, it's Ian on Raven. What's your gas tank protocol?
I am totally neurotic. So once my gas tank hits half empty, I'm getting gas. It just gives you such anxiety to like drive around on it. Just
half a tank, though.
In case she was out there in the jungle. She could have been out in the desert or something like that.
You know, or like if there's a backup or something. I mean, you never know.
Yeah. Now, I mean, between here and like Arizona, you do pretty much know. It's usually pretty consistent. But it's true. When you're out there, if you're on a road trip or something like that, you'll pass one exit and it'll say, next road stop or something like that, 110 miles. And you're like, how's that even possible? That doesn't make sense.
You got at least 175 gallons to empty.
No, 175 miles. That's probably 6 gallons, depending on her car.
Oh.
But it's good that you're so good at math.
That I can figure this out.
She's looking at the ceiling right now. I want you to know that as she tries to figure it out whether or not what I'm saying is right.
It's just making me think maybe I should fill up every half tank, too.
Well.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your gas tank protocol?
My gas gauge has been broken for a year and a half.
Oh, yeah.
So I never really know how much gas I have. So I'm sort of just one of those guys who fills up, resets my miles, and then around like 230 to 250, depending on where I am, I fill it up again.
Yeah. You're good. You'll be fine as long as you don't forget.
Wait a minute.
Let that one friend borrow your car one day, though, and be like, yeah, sure, it's no problem. And they're like, yeah. I'll put gas in it, and they never see it move, and now it's dead somewhere on the side of the road.
I don't think I'd be able to sleep at night if I didn't know how much gas was in my car.
Most tanks are like 300 miles or a little bit plus, like 350 or something like that is the average for what you'll get out of a gas tank. So if he's at 250, he's safer than most and he didn't even know it.
What if he's like us where he takes random naps in the car, like outside of Walmart?
Well, you can't gauge those. Right.
Then what?
Well, then you're playing with fire.
Right. Oh, I don't know. I'm not down with that. Like, go get it fixed. There's got to be a way to fix it, right?
Trust me, it's more expensive than you think.
How do you handle your gas filling protocol? Turns out there's actually a psychology behind it. Dr. Joe Shippa is coming up next with Ann and Raven. This is an interesting one to dive into, the psychology of what you do with your gas tank. Because what we've learned earlier this morning is that there's people that constantly, like my good friend Danielle, who runs out of gas, like all the time. She's run out of gas like 5 times in the last year. And then there's the other people that never let it go below half a tank. Like, what makes you play that game? It's Anna and Raven, psychologist Dr. Joe Shippa.
Well, you know, I don't know that there's been any kind of social psychology experiments on this and studies, but I guess what you could really get it down to is those people who are planners versus those people who are not planners. Those that plan, you know, are the kinds of people who schedule things. They are lower risk takers. They're into safety. They're also into saving time. And they can be very detail oriented. The other folks are probably the opposite, the non-detailed kinds of people. And they can probably be sort of risk takers. It's kind of boring to watch your gas gauge. These are people who are maybe high arousal people. They like things that sort of give them a sense of enjoyment. So they don't pay attention to it. They're not as detail driven. And then there's this other subgroup in there that I think are sort of the people who just forget. This sometimes includes a group of people that might have attentional problems, those classic kinds of ADHD people. They just don't put it on their radar. It's not a planning thing. It, you know, their executive functions aren't particularly working, and they're just not there with it. They see it as sort of like, oh, another thing to do. I'll pick it up when I'm down to the very end. And it kind of gives them a charge. It's kind of interesting. It's like, oh my God, I've got to get this. Gotta get the gas.
It's high stakes gambling.
Oh my gosh. I get
it. This is me and you at a roulette table. It's you watching your gas gauge.
Right.
These are folks that are high arousal people. They operate, and you'll notice a lot of times that it's not just with their gas. I mean, it's with a lot of other things that they do in their lives. It's last minute stuff.
So if you're a reckless hot mess, you let yourself get too low.
Well, some people they like to live on that edge.
If you're a boring person,
yeah,
but you pay your bills on time and have a good credit score, you're probably going to fill up around half a tank just in case.
I mean, those are kind of generalizations, but for a lot of people, it would make a lot of sense, I'm guessing.
So right. If I wait to a quarter, I wait till the light comes on. And the minute the light comes on, I immediately go to a gas station. What does that make me?
So you're one of those people who responds to alarms. That's probably the largest group of people. The ones who really don't go below that half-filled line, those are people who are maybe a little overly cautious too. You know, they're like, I must always be prepared, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. My dad was like that.
Yeah. And when when things don't go well, that preparation doesn't play out for them. They're not often so resilient. It upsets them a great deal.
Right. Mm. Right. Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Anna, I will just say this, is the light comes on when you only have like 20 to 25 miles
left.
No, okay?
In my car, it's usually like 40 miles. And in my mind,
how is that? Yeah. I thought it was like standard. It was like 25, but 40.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
Because then I'm like, I have plenty of time to get to the next gas station.
All right.
You know, but
yeah.
I don't.
Yes. Yeah.
But when it starts blinking, when there's no more miles.
Oh, yeah. No, that's bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No more miles usually means you're pulling over.
And then,
right.
No, then I have like a full sweat. And I'm like, please, please, Jesus. Right. Jesus, just make me like. One
there's your
mile.
Charge. Yeah. There's your arousal.
Dr. Joe, thank you for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it as always.
No problem. My pleasure. And stay safe.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.